We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
For the first time since 2016, the Bay Area walked away from the James Beard Award Ceremony, one of the most prestigious prizes in the culinary world, empty-handed. To find out why, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tanya Holland. She's the chair of the James Beard Awards and a trustee on the foundation's board. So maybe we can start from the beginning, Tanya. Tell us what it takes to win this award. I understand there's a new voting system.
What it takes to win is not really, still subjective, and it depends. And the voting system is not new. There's a new body of judges. There's some new, processes, open more qualifications of what is excellent. Who wins? I don't know. You know the nominees. People nominate themselves. Some are nominated by others. There's things like that.
Okay. Do the judges actually go to the restaurants that win?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah.
There's been some controversy about diversity. And has that played a role in what some people are saying is a snub against restaurants that typically were, pretty high scorers here and won James Beard Awards? I'm particularly thinking of the restaurants in Napa.
The restaurant in Napa?
Restaurants, plural. Yeah. Not just one. We could name some.
But what did you say about diversity? There's an issue about diversity?
That there's some controversy about that in an attempt to make it more diverse, the judging more diverse, that they may be overlooking people who are, let's just state it plainly, white men. Is that true?
Well, I mean, what about the decades and decades when, black women were overlooked, like me? Or Latino or Asian, decades and decades and decades and decades. I don't think that white men, actually our restaurant, our chef of the year was a white man. I just think that, there's been people have won in the past, and then, the judges look like, okay, how many years in a row could, say, French Laundry win, and then we have to start looking at other candidates. I don't think... Yeah, I mean, the board, if you saw the board, I feel like half the board are white men. The judging pool is very diverse. It's all over the place. I feel like there's a little bit of a, wolf crying or something because, we're actually reflecting what our world and our country looks like now and our community, as opposed to before where it was very Eurocentric, very much pay to play. And now it's just really inclusive. It's inclusive for everyone.
And can I jump on that for just a second? It has been pay to play. I mean, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but to me it means I can't afford to go to the French Laundry. But are there restaurants that aren't at that price that are really worthy contenders for a James Beard Award?
That's not what I mean. What I mean by the pay to play, that was probably, prior to 2020, where the only people who were considered are people who could afford publicists to really get their names out, who could get their names up, who could afford to bring their team to the Beard House for, a couple days to execute a menu. Now we have, different programs and some scholarships and funding, and we have platform, and, we're just not looking at restaurants who have these PR machines because not everybody can access that. I mean, I didn't even have one, for
right.
years.
So right,
it's
right.
Just, it's just really about making recognition, more accessible. And, excellence, as we all know now, especially in the Bay, excellence is not always fine dining. It comes at different levels. So we're just, that's what we're recognizing. There's great food trucks, there's great pop-ups, there's great, not that, you know, necessarily that's who's on our list, but just saying that, you know, we just want, like, consistency, deliciousness, integrity, you know, those are the things. And then the broad cuisine that is available to us in this world.
Right. It's not all Eurocentric. It's great to talk with you, Tanya. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Tanya Holland is the chair of the James Beard Awards and a trustee on the foundation's board.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.